USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After a California police officer is killed, allegedly by an illegal immigrant, President Trump again calls for tougher border security, tweeting, "Time to get tough on border security and build the wall." The Stanislaus County Sheriff says of the massive manhunt that continues for the suspects,
"We have multiple teams utilizing our federal law enforcement partners, state and local partners. We have multiple teams out chasing down multiple investigative leads. We're not sparing any expense to hunt this suspect down and bring him to justice."
Officer Ronald Singh was shot and killed after he pulled the man over for suspected drunk driving. Congress still deadlocked over funding for the border wall the president wants, so the partial government shutdown is now expected to continue at least through this upcoming weekend. And this is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment, at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
In yesterday's Wall Street trading, at times the Dow was down by hundreds of points, but in the end it closed up by a couple of hundred. Here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
It's been a wild couple of days on Wall Street with huge swings. On Monday, Christmas Eve, the Dow losing about 650 points. Then after Christmas, a more than 1,000-point gain. But after ups and downs Thursday, Wall Street will open this Friday morning with the Dow up 260, the Nasdaq up 25, and the S&P 500 up 21.
The vast majority of Americans say in a new Gallup poll that religion is important in their lives. It shows 72% of Americans feel that way, but only 46% of Americans believe religion can answer all or most of today's problems. A new study says skipping breakfast for even one day a week can raise your risk for type 2 diabetes. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Sears is now on the clock as the company chairman Eddie Lampert has until 4 p.m. Eastern time to make good on his $4.6 billion offer to keep Sears in business. But according to CNBC, Lampert has not submitted a bid or lined up financing to buy the company out of bankruptcy ahead of today's deadline. And if he fails to do so by 4 Eastern, liquidators are poised to break the company up into pieces. Sears filed for bankruptcy in October. The 125-year-old company has more than 68,000 employees. Some view political correctness campaigns as creating confusion over pronouns and gender-neutral subjects, and now the European Parliament has launched a campaign to stamp out words like mankind and more. John Clemens reports.
Mankind and manpower are to be replaced with gender-neutral terms such as humanity and staff. A guidebook that has been published on using gender-neutral language in all communications is entitled EU Legislation and Interpretations and is designed to avoid generic use of man. The guidebook declares the power of language reflects and influences attitudes, behaviors, and perceptions. It's all about gender-inclusive language.
And remember, you can find us anytime online. We're at usaradio.com. That's easy to remember, usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.